Rafer, we talk about a lot of things on the Movie Date podcast.
Yes.
We talk about good movies, we talk about bad movies. But today let's talk a little bit about some lessons that we've learned over the years from movies.
Lessons we've learned from movies. Like things like The Color Purple.
What did you learn from The Color Purple?
Race relations and, you know, a movie that's about empathy and, you know, but it's also about poverty and...
love and women.
Yes,
and
yes, the role
abuse.
Of women. Yes.
Yeah, I've learned a lot from Philadelphia.
Sure.
About the discrimination that gay people have faced over the years, about AIDS and about lawsuits and...
you could look at documentaries like, you know, Shoah.
Yeah.
The Holocaust documentary.
There's a lot to learn from all these movies.
Yes.
But this week we have a movie that maybe we've learned even more from than all of these other movies combined.
That would be Taken 2.
Starring Liam Neeson.
And Maggie Grace. He's back as a CIA agent with a particular set of skills.
Oh, I've learned a lot from this.
Okay, we have.
I'm excited to talk about everything we've learned in this movie. But before we do that, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday. And this is Movie Date.
These are the lessons I learned. The lessons I learned.
Oh, Rafer, I have learned so much from Taken 2. And I'm excited to talk about all that. But first, let's do the trivia.
Yes, let's do the trivia. We got it. We got another correct response, right?
We got a correct response. And again, very fast turnaround.
I'm so glad when that happens.
Movie Date listeners, we are just shocked sometimes because Mike got the answer to this week's trivia question, I kid you not, on the same Friday night we posted the Movie
awesome.
Date podcast.
That's fast.
And the question was... Madonna was cast to play an inspiring teacher in an Oscar-nominated film. She dropped out because of creative differences with the director. Who took over the role for her, and what's the name of the film? Mike.
Hi, this is Mike Salpeter from Atlanta. I wanted to give the answer to the trivia question. The answer is Music of the Heart is the movie, and it was originally, as you said, supposed to star Madonna. But she dropped out because of creative differences, and Meryl Streep took over the role. And the movie was released in 1999. Thank you. Bye now.
Mike, awesome.
Nice going.
Mike, you totally got that, and you got it so fast. I couldn't believe it. I thought that was one of our toughest questions.
Yeah, that was a very hard question.
Yeah.
I would never have known that if it weren't for you coming up with that.
Something else we have to point out, because I thought this was so funny. Wes Craven,
yes,
was the director of Music of the Heart.
I know. So strange.
So weird. Horror movie Wes Craven. All right. So what's this week's trivia question?
All right. Well, this week's trivia question, that was in honor of last week's film, which was Won't Back Down, the mm-hmm. inspirational teacher drama. So this week we'll do a Liam Neeson question. So he's become an action film star in the last few years. He never really wanted to be one, but Hollywood has long wanted him to be one. In the 90s, what iconic action role did Liam Neeson turn down? That's this week's trivia question. What iconic action role did Liam Neeson turn down in the 1990s? If you know, give us a call, 5717-MOVIES.
Or log on to facebook.com/moviedatepodcast. Great question, Rafer.
All right. So, Kristen, let's do 10 lessons we've learned from Taken 2.
How's it going?
Listen to me carefully, Kim. Your mother and I are going to be taken. And people are going to come for you, too.
Leave the place where you are. Go to where the book is I told you about.
There's a door. Go into the room and hide in the closet.
Before we do, 10 lessons we've learned from Taken 2.
And by the way, listeners, the list was originally 200 items long.
We really had to trim this down.
We whittled it down. We learned so much from this movie. But...
Before we do that, give us a quick, as quick as you can, summary.
This is going to be hard. Okay, so...
You think you can squeeze it all into a short amount of time?
I also feel the need to mention Taken 1.
Yes, do.
Mention Taken 2, because you might not be able to follow along if you haven't seen Taken 1. So Taken 1, Liam Neeson, former CIA operative. He is upset when his daughter is taken.
Yes.
She goes to France, to Paris, for a brief vacation with a girlfriend, I believe it is.
And then, and she's captured by
sex slave traders.
Sex traffickers, right.
Yeah, sex traffickers. In this one, those people kind of very loosely related to those people. So, mm-hmm. you know, I was kidding when I said you have to see the first one. You don't have to see the first one. Very loosely related. People who are out for revenge for all the people he killed trying to rescue his daughter in the first movie.
Right.
And in this movie, they're out for revenge. And this time, Liam Neeson and his ex-wife, played by Famke Janssen. Is that how you pronounce her name?
I think so.
Yeah. They're taken.
They're taken. They, and the daughter. Yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah. So look at that. Tables are turned. In Taken 2, though, people are still taken.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's
so,
right.
So, there we go.
All right. That was pretty quick. So all right. So, let's dive into this. 10 lessons we've learned from Taken 2.
You start.
Okay, right. I'll start. The first lesson is when you've rigged the hero up to for him to die a slow death, when you've rigged someone up to die a slow death in a torture chamber, never leave them alone in the room unmonitored. I think this is a lesson that the Albanians, who are in this movie as the villains, have not learned, because that gives the hero time to escape. I think if they had seen any reruns of, say, Batman, they would know that you're not supposed to do this. The Albanians clearly have learned nothing from the Joker and the Penguin.
And they do it many, many times
in the
movie.
And they do it many, many times.
Oh, no.
Many times.
Oh, no.
A serious
escaped.
Mistake on the Albanians' part.
Oh, oh gosh, we better just try that again one more time.
Exactly.
Maybe if we keep practicing this method, it'll work this time.
Exactly.
That's a great lesson. That's a very good lesson. You know the lesson I learned right
yes.
off the top? You don't ever, 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 ever take your eyes off your daughter. You don't let her go to France.
Right.
You don't let her fly to Istanbul to visit you.
Right.
You certainly don't let her swim by herself in a hotel pool.
Nope.
You don't let her date boys.
Right.
You do not take your eyes off of your daughter, because you know what happens when you take your eyes off your daughter? Someone gets taken.
Someone gets taken.
Somebody is going to get taken.
That's
it's
exactly
gonna
right.
It's going to be you. It's going to be her. But somebody will be taken.
That's your international travel trip. International travel safety tip. For this week. All right, lesson number three. You can torture the wife, but not too much, right?
I have to point out, in the first movie, Liam Neeson does torture a wife by shooting her in the arm.
But
then when the husband screams, "What? You shot my wife?" He's like, "It's only a flesh wound.
It's only a flesh wound." I remember that. Good scene in Taken, in the first Taken. Well, in this one, you know, you can torture the wife, but it's got to be mostly foreplay. You've got to run the scissors up and down her neck. You've got to cut a little thread off the sweater. You've got to cut the first button, then cut the second button. Again, serious mistake on the Albanians' part, because the downside of this is it gives the hero time to come to the rescue.
I have to point out also these scissors that they're running up and down her neck. They're like little tiny manicure
scissors.
Yeah,
they're scissors. They're very small, like sewing scissors. I noticed that too. A strange choice of torture instrument. And also, but it's his favorite instrument, those scissors. They use them on somebody else as well in this movie. So, anyway.
You don't even need scissors with that loose-knit sweater she's wearing. I mean, you could just tear that with your hands. It's
yeah,
a very
right.
loose crochet.
That's not as fun. But anyway, okay. So.
Okay, torture the wife, not too much. That's an important lesson. Another important lesson, you can say the movie title in the dialogue of the movie if you do it right.
Right.
Now, you can't always – this frequently does not fly. For example, there was a movie out, I don't know, I think it was in the 90s, called Secrets and Lies. And you're just praying they never actually say the word secrets or lies.
But someone actually does.
But someone actually utters, "I've had it with these secrets and lies" at a certain point in the movie. And, you know, for the most part, I think you probably shouldn't say the movie title – in dialogue in the movie, but in the Taken movies, you can do it.
Oh yeah, sure.
You can do it, and you better do it in the first 10 minutes, because it's so great
right.
when Liam Neeson finally says, "Honey, your mother and I, we've been taken." Or in the
right.
first movie, "Honey, hide under the bed, but I have to warn you. In a moment, you're going to be taken.
You're going to be taken.
You're going to be taken." So you can say the movie title. If you do it right.
This movie could have actually been called Listen to Me Very Carefully. Because I counted the number of times that Liam Neeson said, either directly to someone or over a cell phone, "Listen to me very carefully." He said it at least three times, I think maybe four. But that doesn't have a great title ring to it.
I love that.
Listen to me very carefully. To me very carefully. Three, it's not going to fly.
I hope that Taken
franchise.
3 is called Taken 3, Listen to Me Very Carefully.
a subtitle. A colon and subtitle. That would work.
Yes.
That would work.
Why aren't we in charge of this?
God, I know.
We could totally do this. Okay, that's a great new title. All right. Listen to us, movie industry. Listen
to us. That's right. Well, yeah, we'll bring the profits rolling in. Okay, lesson number five, Istanbul, lovely city. That was actually the last international trip I ever took before my two children have kept me at home. But a beautiful city, not as well policed as I recall. In this film, you can, like Maggie Grace as the daughter, you can, as Maggie Grace does, stand on a hotel rooftop in the middle of the city center and lob military hand grenades in pretty much any direction without anyone really noticing.
Not just one.
No,
several.
Three. She loves three. This is all, you know, it's all part of a rescue plan. But the police don't really take that much notice of this. So I don't know. That might be something to keep in mind if you're traveling.
You can shoot also.
Well. You can fire guns all over the place.
Oh, you can drive cars into markets.
Into a bazaar.
You can do lots of things because in Istanbul, nobody notices.
That's right.
They're too busy, you know, playing a guitar and drinking tea.
Yeah, and drinking tea.
Petting their cats.
Right,
you know,
right.
There's other stuff to do in Istanbul. They don't need to pay attention to that stuff. It's all good. Yeah. So speaking of Istanbul, let's talk about geography for a second.
Mm.
I think the important lesson of this film that we all need to take away, one of the very serious lessons actually is from this movie, I learned, this is why the U.S. and the Middle East will never get along. They're never going to do it.
No. Yes, yes. Never, never get involved in Eastern European politics. Yeah. That's right.
Because, you know, the eye for the eye, the tooth for the tooth lesson. You know, I mentioned in the first movie.
Yes.
You take Maggie Grace, you take the daughter, and then, you know, Liam Neeson is going to come back and he's going to, you know, shoot your wife in the arm. But then, you know, you're going to come back and you're going to try to shoot his wife in the arm.
Because he killed
one of
your sons.
You're going to cut her sweater before you know it. There's like sweater cutting. There's like all sorts of stuff like that.
It all spirals downhill.
And then there's, oh gosh, it just, yeah, it's out of control.
And these are the Albanians. We're not even talking about the Serbs or the Croatians.
These are just
the Albanians we're talking about. So
just don't get involved in that.
It's complicated. It's very complicated. On a related note, lesson number seven, I think, timing is everything in movies. This is not the film's fault, but there are a lot of scenes where Liam Neeson is, after saying, listen to me very carefully, he will say, you've got to get to the U.S. Embassy. You'll be safe there. And people kept kind of sniggering in sort of a grim way because, as we all know, thanks to Libya, U.S. embassies, not so safe. And so he keeps, and I think the audience kept wondering, I don't know, is she really going to be that safe at the U.S. embassy in Istanbul? And then, of course, there's this sort of, you know, the obligatory action slapstick scene where they, you know, where there is a, I'll just, without spoiling anything, say that there is a pretty serious security breach of that embassy.
I would say it's quite
and,
serious.
And, you know,
yeah.
it does kind of make you wonder. You think, no wonder the government's on the hot seat for this whole Libya thing. So, you know.
It didn't make me want to go to a U.S. embassy.
No, it certainly doesn't.
It made me not feel safe at all. No, I thought I could be taken at any moment.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, another lesson. This is a kind of an educational movie. All
yes.
Right? And I think if Albert Einstein, if he were still alive, this would be Albert Einstein's favorite action movie.
Oh, is that right? Why is that?
Yeah, because we learn a lot of lessons in this movie about physics, about how the speed of sound
and
how it travels. To go back to a previous thing that you said, Rafer, something you said earlier was, listen to me.
Yes.
Listen very carefully. There is a whole listen very carefully thing where he is listening himself very carefully to the sounds around him, and then he's telling his daughter to map out how sound is traveling to him by throwing those grenades you mentioned.
That's right.
Because he's trapped somewhere he doesn't know.
Right.
But he can count the seconds. If she throws a grenade by Hagia Sophia, and if he's trapped in Takaki Castle, he can know because he knows how sound
and
travels.
Wind speed is involved as well.
Yeah.
Right.
You can make little circles on a map. Mm-hmm. You can map out, you know, kilometers, all of this. Because we know how sound travels.
So you're saying this would be a good classroom viewing.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I think teachers in America watch this movie and think about how you can use it in your classroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's wrap up with a couple of kind of alternate readings of Taken 2. One thing that occurred to me There's a fine line, I think, between an action film and a delusional fantasy. And this always happens, I think, when the ex-wife comes into the picture. I always think of a movie like Die Hard, right? Once the ex-wife comes into the picture, everything gets a little tricky because then your hero is the guy who's saying, my wife, she dumped me. She's with some other guy. She's got custody of the kid. If, you know, she doesn't think I'm man enough. If only I could be the hero. If only she could get captured and kidnapped and then I could come in and blow everybody away.
Do you think Liam Neeson arranged for his ex-wife to be taken
this is
so
why,
that he could take her back?
This is why I like the film Falling Down with Michael Douglas, a masterpiece of a movie
in which it's
the exact same scenario, but in the end, it turns out he actually is just a delusional maniac and he's killed everybody for absolutely no reason. So I think there's a fine line there. That's my last lesson.
Okay.
That I learned from Taken 2.
That is a great lesson. And my final lesson is Date Night, the movie starring Tina Fey and Steve Carell.
Yes.
You can remake that movie, and when you do, it's called Taken 2.
And you think this Taken 2 is a remake of Date Night?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. We might recall, if you've seen Date Night, if you've heard Rafer and I talk about it on the podcast, we did do a podcast on Date Night at one point. We have a marriage that is really fizzling. It's kind of at a tough point. They decide to shake things up by going into Manhattan, have a crazy date night.
A vacation of sorts.
A vacation of sorts from their boring Jersey suburban lives. But over the course of the night, there is kidnapping, there's shooting,
there's escaping,
there's punching, there's fighting. There's the police force involved. There's helicopters.
That's correct.
There are drugs. Right. And it's very, very good for their marriage because it brings them back together.
Right.
All of this adversity, all of this pain, all of this potential death, it just makes them love each other again.
And so you're saying this is the serious action version of Date Night.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I see. That's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
But without Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, sadly, there is no Marky Mark.
His role got transformed into Albanian number two.
But for people who like it, there is Maggie Grace in a bikini.
That's true, briefly.
So, yeah. You get a little bit of this, you trade it off for a little bit of that. You know, this and that. But that's my final lesson of the movie.
All right. Well, that's 10 valuable lessons we've learned from Taken 2. Who would have thought?
Yeah, and like we said, it was originally 100, but we knew we didn't have time for that today. We just don't have enough time for all that. Overall, though, good date or bad date?
I'm going to say, if you couldn't tell, a pretty bad date.
What?
And I love Taken. I love the first Taken, but I thought this was a pretty bad date.
What?
Yeah.
How is this a bad date?
You liked it.
This is an awesome date.
Really?
What about these lessons we learned?
I'll be darned.
We learned so many lessons, and you still think it's a bad
date? I still think it was a pretty bad date.
You needed a spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down.
I sure did.
But it was, I thought there was plenty of sugar in there. I was taken with Taken.
Oh, Kristen.
I love Taken, too.
All right.
You should like Taken, too.
Well, before we go, then, let's restate our Liam Neeson trivia question. The man who did not really want to be an action star but has become one, and Hollywood has long wanted him to be one. What iconic action role did Liam Neeson turn down in the 90s? If you know, give us a call, 5717-MOVIES.